there is no friendship that we could ever have that could possibly be greater than the friendship that Jesus Christ offers us. You know, his friendship that he offers us is the greatest possible friendship. And why is that? Well, when we think about what friendship is, you know, a friend is someone who we know is going to be there for us when we need them. Or, you know, if we're in a difficult situation or in trouble, we know that we can turn to them and they're going to be there for us. And when we look at what Jesus Christ did, there's nobody who has sacrificed more for us than Jesus Christ. And as we hear in the gospel, God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that anyone who believes in him might have eternal life. And when we think about the crucifixion and the physical and the spiritual desolation and the sacrifice that our Lord offered for us, there is nobody who has sacrificed more for us than Jesus Christ. And there's nobody who's obtained a greater blessing for us than what Jesus Christ has. You know, he's opened the possibility of eternal life for us. And so, you know, I encourage us to reflect upon that and to think about the friendship that Jesus Christ offers us and to cherish it. Yeah, it's the first reading in the gospel today talk about how persistent God is in reaching out to his people. You know, the first reading says, early and often did the Lord send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people. And in the gospel, we hear that our Heavenly Father sent his only son for our sake. And so one of the themes in the gospel is how our Lord is constantly reaching out to us again and again and again to offer us salvation. But the next question we can ask is, how do we respond to that offer of friendship that Jesus Christ offers to us? Because in the readings, it tells us again and again, the human race turned their back on God. It says in the gospel, people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. And so again and again, in the face of such friendship that the Lord offers us, so often our response is rejection. And so a good question for us to ask is, how do we respond to the friendship that Jesus Christ offers us? Is our response deep? Do we respond by trying to offer him the greatest friendship that we can offer to him? Or is our response shallow? Or maybe it's somewhere in the middle. Or maybe sometimes it's one or the other. And I guarantee you that the friendship that Jesus Christ offers to us is going to be far greater than the friendship that we can offer in return, because he's divine. And so the depth of love that he can offer us is far greater than what we can reciprocate. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't still try and reciprocate a strong friendship to our Lord. And there's different ways that we can offer friendship back to the Lord. You know, one is simply by enjoying being in the Lord's presence, by enjoying and seeking out time in prayer, and by enjoying the time that we're here at Mass, recognizing that this is where we're in the presence of Jesus Christ and that we should value this time that we spend with the Lord. You know, but friendship is not just about our feelings. You know, hopefully we do feel positively disposed to our Lord, but friendship isn't something that's entirely subjective. There's also an objective reality to our friendship with God. And that is being in a state of grace. Being in a state of sanctifying grace means that we're in a state of friendship with God. If we're not in a state of sanctifying grace, then we are not in a state of friendship with God. And so what sanctifying grace is defined as in the Catechism is a stable disposition that enables a soul to live with God and act by his love. And so for us to be in a relationship with God where we can live with him and act by his love, that requires us to be in a state of grace. And so sanctifying grace is a gift that we first receive in our baptism. And so it's great that we have three members here within Logan County who will be preparing to be baptized this Easter. And they will receive sanctifying grace. And by receiving that gift, they will be brought into a state of friendship with God. And each time we receive the sacraments worthily, sanctifying grace is increased. So each time we go to confession, each time we receive the Eucharist, that deepens our ability to live with God in our conformity with his will. And that's also increased through good works and through prayer. And so sanctifying grace is something that that can be increased and deepened as we respond to God's love. But it's also something that if we commit sin, venial sin reduces sanctifying grace. It reduces our ability to live in a state of friendship with God and to respond to him the way that we should. A mortal sin results in a complete loss of sanctifying grace. So we lose that state of friendship with God if we commit a mortal sin. And if we don't repent and seek forgiveness, a mortal sin would lead us to be excluded from God's kingdom forever. You know, sometimes people commit mortal sin, and mortal sin has three requirements. It has to be grave matter, and we have to know that what we're doing is wrong and freely consent to it. But sometimes people commit mortal sin, and they don't realize how bad what they're doing is, or they don't realize the effects of their actions. And, you know, sometimes people might think that things are okay and might go on for a long period of time being in a state of sin, when really there's a serious impediment in their friendship with God. And so it's important for us to know what the mortal sins are, what grave matter is, so we can be sure that we stay on the straight and narrow path. And one of the common sins that a lot of people fall into, and which destroys a lot of souls in this day and age, is impure content on the internet, because it's so accessible. And in the gospel, you know, it says that, you know, people who do wicked things hate the light and they don't come to the light. The thing about the internet is it's very easy to fall into sins that are in the darkness and nobody knows about them. So we have to be very careful in the use of the internet for ourselves, for our children, to protect them from the dangers that are there, because impure content is to grave matter. Rejection of the worship of God. You know, people who skip Sunday Mass or skip holy days of obligation, that would be grave matter. You know, mortal sin if we do it freely and knowingly. Taking the Lord's name in vain or getting drunk deliberately would be grave matter. You know, open promotion of abortion or a redefinition of marriage. It's very common for people to be publicly promoting those things, but that's grave matter, because it's a direct violation of God's laws in a serious manner. And so if we do find ourselves falling into grave sin or even venial sin, you know, those are things that we need to repent of and to bring to confession. And very often people stay away from confession because they're afraid of it, or it's easier just not to confront sin. It's easier just to ignore it and go on with life. But when we think of the sacrament of confession, we should think of it as a place where friendship with God is restored. If our friendship with God has been lost, or if it's been weakened through venial sin, confession is a place where that friendship is restored. And so that's something that we should cherish and something that we should value. There's never any sin that we could commit that's for our benefit. If it were for our benefit, God would want us to do it. But all sin is damaging. And so as we reflect upon our readings today, I encourage us to reflect upon our friendship with God. And first, to cherish the friendship that our Lord offers to us, and to reflect upon how deep that friendship is. And second, to ask ourselves, you know, how do we respond to that friendship? Do we respond by truly seeking a life of prayer? And are we objectively in a state of grace? Or are there areas where we need to turn away from darkness and to seek forgiveness so that our friendship with the Lord can be restored?